Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, there is a video that claims that they can explain IRAs in less than 5 minutes. Well, this is a very crucial part about retirement. Can the general public really understand it in less than 5 minutes? I'm going to give my breakdown and I'm going to listen to it just like you. And let's see.
You've probably heard from a lot of people, you should put some money into an IRA. And you're like, yeah. Wait, what's an IRA? You might have heard of Roth IRAs and traditional IRAs, but you can't quite grasp what exactly an IRA is. Well, let us help you out. How's it going, everybody? My name is Zaldi with Strategic Wealth Designers, and this is an IRA, simply explained in less than 5 minutes. So IRA stands for Individual Retirement Account. But what exactly does that mean? Well, it's like a savings account for retirement. Your next question might be, Zaldi, why not just put my money into a savings account? Well, there are a few reasons. With a savings account, your money can only grow depending on the interest within that savings account. The national average for interest rates right now for savings accounts stand at 0.05% per year. But let's say you find a high-yield savings account that has a 0.5% interest per year. So if you put in $10,000 into that, expect to make around $50 after 1 year.
Okay, so good so far. We know that IRA stands for Individual Retirement Account. He's talking about the benefits compared to a savings account, which is something we already know, which is really good for learning. You leverage something someone has a good grasp on, and you introduce a new concept. So far, so good.
With an IRA, you can put that money into market-based investments such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc. Now, the return rates for IRAs differ over time and can be higher or lower. But historically, we've seen the market deliver an average rate of return from 7% to 10%. For this example, let's say it's 7%. So for a $10,000 deposit in an IRA, you'd expect to make around $700 after your first year. Not too bad of a return, right? But
hold on one second. This average is over 50 plus years for a majority of the studies. So we're not talking about one specific year. If you put this in 2020, you're not getting that same return. Let me explain something about interest rates and these averages that you see. Typically in the stock market, you're going to see either double digit growth or double digit declines. So you're going to see you're up 12, 13, 15, 16%. And then in other years, you're going to see you're down 15, 16, 17%. What those averages come out to be is around 7 to 10% over that 50 years. So I don't want you to think, I have it in my savings account. I'm making $50 guaranteed. Now I'm going to put this in the stock market and I can make $700 guaranteed. It doesn't work that way. It may take you 2 or 3 or 4 or even 5 years in order to average that 7%. So some years it's going to be high, some will be low, some will be medium. But over the course of that 5, 6, 7 years or the longer you stay in the market for that matter, the closer you're going to get to that number. So I don't want you to jump up and put $10,000 into your IRA and think it's going to grow to 700 every year guaranteed. It doesn't work that way. But let's just see what Elsie has to say here.
The good news doesn't end there if you decide to continue on the IRA route. Because like everything in the world, your money is taxed. And the same can be said with your savings account. Whatever you earn from interest, expect Uncle Sam to be wanting some piece of that. But with an IRA, it's different. But to explain how it's different, we have to first talk about the different types of IRAs. You might have heard of a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA. These are the most popular types of IRAs. Now, I'm not gonna get into the details of the two in this video, but in terms of tax benefits, here's what you can get. With a traditional IRA, if you decide to contribute money to it, that money is tax deductible. And let me explain what that means. Let's say you make $50,000 a year and you're single. If you do nothing when the new year comes, you will have to file taxes on that 50 grand. However, if you decide to contribute $5,000 to a traditional IRA, you'll only have to file taxes on 45,000 instead of the full 50, saving you some money during tax season. With that being said, when you decide to withdraw money from a traditional IRA, that money will be taxed. So for example, you're still making $50,000 a year and you decide to withdraw $5,000 from your traditional IRA. Now when tax season comes, you'll have to file taxes on $55,000. So you only get a tax break when you put money in, but not when you take money out.
It's not that, you know, you're losing or you're winning. The key word here is tax deferred, to defer your taxes. And what you really want to do is hopefully, if you put enough money into the future, you'll be in a lower tax bracket. So let's say you're making $100,000 while you're working. When you're not working, you're not making anything. So you take the $5,000 out. Guess what? You're going to be in a lower tax bracket if your taxable income is lower during that time as well. So it's not like you don't pay taxes. It's just about when you pay taxes and how much you pay. And if you can defer to when you have to pay less taxes, the better.
Now, that's a traditional IRA. I mentioned another type of IRA earlier, and that is a Roth IRA. In terms of tax benefits, a Roth IRA is completely just flipped from a traditional IRA, where you get taxed when you put money into it, but not when you get money out. Hopefully that all makes sense. There's more to consider with both a traditional IRA as well as a Roth IRA, but we could save that for a future video. Now, there are some limitations to having an IRA. Like a lot of retirement accounts, if you withdraw money before you're 59 and a half years old, you could be charged a 10% tax penalty. There's also a limit with how much money you could put into an IRA every year. Right now, with both a traditional or Roth IRA, you could put in a max of $6,000 every year. Unless you're over the age of 50, then you can put in a max of $7,000 a year.
Before we go any further, these numbers change every year, and I think they increase this number amount. So if you're hearing 6,000 or you're hearing 7,000, I believe they've actually increased it to, I think, like 6,500 and 7,500. But once again, you got to speak to a tax professional that's going to know the exact details. And there's another thing about the IRA that I'm going to share, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to see if he shares it. If he doesn't, I'm going to make sure I share it with you, because it's really one of those crucial things you need to know before you even start thinking about a traditional or a Roth IRA.
I hope that gives you a good grasp on what exactly an IRA is. Again, there's more to know about these accounts, especially the differences between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA.
Okay, so it didn't look like he went into it at all. So this is a key slide here. If you're under 59 and a half, you could be charged a 10% penalty. The reason the word could is here is because there are some exceptions. There are some new policies that have just been released because of Secure Act 2.0 that some people may be able to withdraw $1,000 from their retirement account. There are some stipulations. Once again, you have to go into the details and talk to your financial advisor about your unique situation. But in the majority of cases, you're going to be charged that 10% early withdrawal penalty. The reason is because this is a tax deferred account. The government is saying, listen, we are allowing you to transfer these assets to another account, and you are deciding to take the money out, and that's not cool with us. The federal government doesn't like the fact that you are pulling money out that should be for your retirement. The reason we even have 401ks and IRAs is because the federal government was saying, okay, you're working 20, 30, 35 years, 40 years, but we have this generation of retirees that don't have any money. They didn't save. They didn't know about saving. So we need to put in some programs to help them save for retirement, so when they stop working, that they can still live with dignity and not rely on the federal government. Well, unfortunately, we are still living in those times because pensions have just gone away. 401ks just got introduced, I think, around the 70s or the 80s or something like that. So all this is fairly new as far as saving for your retirement. Typically, people just worked until they died. Life expectancy was a lot shorter. People were 55, they passed away, or 60, and they passed away. It was just how life was. But now we are living longer, and we're realizing that there is life after work. And that's what we are trying to maximize at this point, almost maximize our leisure, because a lot of us don't want to work in retirement, but some of us have to work in retirement. So all these programs we've introduced, trying to free up our time on the back end while we're older, is really working in reverse. We're still working until we're 60, 65, 75, 80. I just did a story on a guy who's 80 years old, still working at Walmart. So it's like, what's the point of having these tax deferred programs if people aren't going to use them? And that's the problem with government programs, is that when we don't take advantage of the things they are doing for us, they take it away. And then we complain that we don't have anything, but we have so many resources, we just need to take advantage of them. Now, there's one secret that I want to tell you how to maximize your IRA that he did not talk about. A majority of people know how to make a deposit. They know how to take their cash and they know how to put it into a checking account and they know how to put it into a savings account. Unfortunately, that is not how you do it when you're putting money into an IRA. What I mean by that's not how you do it, it's not just about just putting your cash in. That is a contribution. But you need to invest the cash into stocks and bonds. You have to actually buy something. And some people miss that concept. So consistently, year after year, they're making these $6,000 checks into their IRA continuously, year after year for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And they're realizing they're making less money than they are in their savings account. They says, hey, listen, I thought I was supposed to get this magic 7%, or I was supposed to get this X amount of percent, and it's not happening. What's going on? When you look at their account, it's sitting in cash. That means they didn't invest in anything. The IRA is really just a container. It holds the investment. It holds the stocks, the bonds, and real estate and things of that nature in those accounts. That's what it does. It doesn't invest. 401k is not an investment. It is an investment account, just like a checking is a checking account. Savings is a savings account. 401k is a retirement account. IRAs are a retirement account. Roth IRAs is a retirement account. So if you are thinking about getting an IRA, if you're thinking about rolling over your 401k, right? We need to make sure, if you're thinking about rolling over your 401k, this is actually the crucial thing you need to know before you do. When you roll over your 401k, your job is going to give you cash. So even if you roll it over into an IRA, you still need to invest in something, because you're going to roll into an IRA, it's going to sit in cash, it's not going to do anything, and you're going to wish that you would have kept into your 401k where it was actually invested into something. So ladies and gentlemen, if you need help rolling over your 401k into an IRA and actually invest in it, that's when you want to reach out to your financial advisor, as we recommend here, to have your financial five. Your financial advisor, your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and executor. What these people are going to do, your financial advisor is going to invest that money for you into the stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, so it's not sitting in cash. Your accountant is going to make sure that your taxes are okay, so you know how much you're going to withdraw and how much taxes you have to pay this year, or how we could potentially lower your taxes. Your lawyer is going to deal with all the legal obligations that you may have before and after death. Your POA and your executor take care of your estate before and after your death. These financial five people are going to make sure that your financial situation is strong and powerful so you can make it through and you can be happy. Brothers and sisters, I love videos like this, something really short, but I gave you a lot of good information about IRAs and 401ks. If you are planning to retire and you need some help, make sure you download our 4 Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a 19-page beginner's guide that goes over debt management, goes over savings, goes over investing, and goes over wealth transfers, so you can intelligently speak about topics like this. And in the book, we talk about IRAs and what they are and tax deferred. So if you don't want to watch this video again, or if you just need a quick reference guide, make sure that you download that. Also, if you're looking for your financial advisor, you know what you can do. I have a link in the description. Schedule a consultation with me. We'll have a conversation so you don't make one of the biggest mistakes a retiree can make by rolling over your 401k into a savings account. As always, if you learn something, make sure that you subscribe, you like, and share this with a friend. Also, we have some new playlists. So if you are preparing for retirement, we have a playlist for you. Or if you're tired of all those scams, people taking your money, or you're fearful that after you've accumulated all your wealth, that somebody can take it with one phone call, check out our financial scam playlist, where we go over Social Security scams. We talk about phone scams. We talk about email scams, text scams, everything to protect you and make sure you know exactly what is out there. We've had people lose hundreds of thousands of dollars because they just didn't know, but not you, because you listen to AB Ridgeway and financial advisors say the darndest thing. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.